You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org for a COVID-19 coronavirus update. I am Matt Fidler. So the economy is slowly starting to open back up here in California, despite the shelter-in-place order still being in effect. There have been some protesters around the country, including in Sacramento, demanding that the state reopen, but these are not the infectious disease experts. The experts say that the reopening of the state is likely to cause a second wave of the COVID-19 coronavirus, which could be much deadlier. But I do understand people's wanting to reopen, especially here in the North State, where the virus didn't seem to take hold too bad. But of course, we are just getting testing going on here, so it may be more widespread than we think. Only time will tell. That being said, some counties are reopening, and we need to deal with that fact. This is what we can do. We can keep our vigilant hand washing up. We can keep 6-foot distances from people whenever possible. We should keep wearing our masks and avoid making contact with too many people if it's unnecessary. Yuba and Sutter counties, who have seen just a few cases, unlike Modoc, Lassen, and Trinity counties, who have seen none so far. And in Yuba County, according to KRCR Channel 7 News, a farmer donated 40,000 pounds of food and water to the Yuba-Sutter COVID-19 Relief Task Force to help with the relief efforts. The donation was made on Saturday, May 2nd, by Sarb Thiara, a local farmer and businessman. The Relief Task Force says these items will be distributed to the roughly 24 local pantries that are serving food insecure families in the Yuba-Sutter area. The Relief Task Force says in addition to the food donation, Thiara recently provided a personal contribution of $5,000 to their effort. This is the kind of community effort I expect here in the North State. For KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org, I'm Matt Fidler, reporting from Chico.